Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was ready to talk some Jets quarterbacks, Joe Flacco, Zach Wilson, PCL injuries, whatever the hell we were going to do. And now I can't stop thinking about death. You got to pull me out of this, Boomer. I need your help. Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm actually doing better than you are. I did not hear that discussion, and I will not allow these two maniacs to pull me down. There's no question about that. And by the way, you and I did not call each other and discuss what we were wearing.
Yeah, I know.
We kind of looked the same this morning.
We do look exactly the same. You have a hood. I don't have a hood, but right, okay. it's just black. So this looks ridiculous. I can go and get changed, though. In one of the breaks, if you'd like me.
Right, no, I don't care. You look fine. It's like a Black Tuesday anyway. The Rangers got hammered last night. Nobody showed up. We were supposed to be a much tougher team to play against, and I guess that's out the window now.
You know what we look like?
Yeah, what do we look like?
We look like we're about to go and protest.
Protest somewhere, yeah.
Like grab a brick and throw it through a storefront.
That's or what we perform mummenschanz.
Yeah, that as well, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Well, you know, anyway, as we wake up this morning, you know, New York sports is not in a better place. It always seems to be in a worse place. But I will say this, that Joe Flacco should have been with the Jets before the season even started. Now, I think they let him go back to Philadelphia. He lives outside of Philly. He's got a family and everything else. He wanted to be closer to home and all of that kind of stuff. And now he comes back, and he's not coming back as a savior. He's just coming back as a legitimate quarterback that, just in case something does happen, he can go out there and actually call the plays and get everybody in the right situation. That's, you know, that's where the Jets have left themselves. At this juncture, you know, if they're going to start with Mike White against the Bengals, God help them. Because the Bengals defense is the fifth best scoring defense in the league.
Is Flacco going to start the...
I doubt it. You know, right. this is a whole new offense and everything else.
The big misconception. Yes. Everybody keeps saying Joe Flacco comes back from last year and he's, you know, he was here last year, blah, blah, blah. It's a totally new coaching staff. It's a totally different system.
I mean, could he find himself in the game? Yeah, because Mike White could get hurt. Yes. But, you know, they have a legitimate quarterback. Again, I wish he would have been here at the beginning of the year just to be a sounding board for Zach. I mean, you know, Mike LaFleur is his first time as an offensive coordinator. I know that they had signed Greg Knapp to be also a coach that was overseeing all of this stuff, and it's unfortunate what happened with him, and it's really, you know, a sad story with Coach Knapp. But, you know, it would have been nice to have somebody like Joe around. And I'm just to be a sounding board. It's not that the Jets were going to win games because Joe Flacco was here or that they were going to be, you know, get a better performance out of Zach Wilson. But, you know, sometimes it's just better to talk to an older statesman who's been through it, who's been a Super Bowl MVP, who's been in tough games and tough situations, who's been booed, who's been cheered, all of those things. And then to have a beer with a guy. To go out and just talk football with them and talk life in general and just help a kid get acclimated to the pro to the pro game. I look, they have that situation out in Chicago, and I don't know how that's working. And I'm sure everybody out there is probably kind of confused as to why Justin Fields is playing. But
well, he's playing. I'll tell you why he's playing. I mean, we all know because the pressure on that coaching staff to be able to show some sort of spark before they end up the coaching staff and also the general manager get shown the door. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, you know, they made the playoffs last year, and they took it as far as they could with Mitchell Trubisky. So at least they had the guts to make a trade and get a new guy in there. But again, you know, as I argue with those guys in Chicago every Monday, I keep saying that he is not ready. He's not ready. Well, you know, the offensive line stinks. I'm like, you don't understand. Yeah. The quarterback basically is the one that drives the entire offensive show. He actually drives the entire team if you really, really look at it. Because if you have a guy there that has a presence, then everybody thinks that they can win every single game. You could see what Tom Brady has done to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have been a woebegone franchise for a long time, you know, after John Gruden left. And then all of a sudden, they started building and building and building. They had a lot of high draft picks. They were spending money on free agency. And they add Tom Brady to it, and then you see what happens. They turn into one of the best franchises and teams in the league because of Tom Brady's influence on everybody, including coaches, yeah, owners, general managers, players, you know, the way they practice, the way they prepare in meetings, the things that they talk about away from the game. I mean, all of that stuff comes front and central from the quarterback. And when you have a novice and you have an inexperienced guy that is the guy that's supposed to be that person, you know, things just kind of get lost. And in the game, there's a real disjointedness between offensive linemen, backup offensive linemen, a rookie quarterback who's not sure what he's doing, how to call the plays, how to call the snap count. Do we change the pass protections? There's a million things that are going on. And people don't understand that. It's not just hand the ball and go out there and play. And the sophistication of the NFL defenses is significant to the point where guys like Zach Wilson and Justin Fields get their asses kicked, and they get hit by they get hit from places they're not sure where the guy's coming from. And that's the dangerous part of it.
What's the biggest similarity between the Bears and the Jets over the last number of years is they haven't had quarterbacks.
Right.
And the fan bases are desperate for the next guy. So everything you're saying is correct, but the patience is gone for the Jets and the Bear fan. They've been waiting forever for the next
guy.
But
you can't be screaming about playing a young rookie quarterback and expecting to win.
But everybody else does it. That's what it feels like. You know? You know,
Justin Herbert didn't win last year. You know, he played well.
He played great.
Yeah, you know,
Burrow played great before he got hurt.
It totally blew his knee out. And then it was a horrific knee injury where his career was in jeopardy. You know,
but at least he showed you something.
I know there were times that this year that Zach Wilson has showed something. But they also have an inexperienced coaching staff.
Yeah.
On top of all of that,
I know,
which makes it even worse.
That's what I've been talking about more than anything. I'm afraid that they're going to put him in situations where he gets ruined, just like Sam Darnold got ruined. I guess the frustration I have with Flacco is the fact that, like, you know, he, first of all, you said it already. One, he should have been here from the beginning. If you wanted to have a veteran presence, it was very easy to keep him here. So that was silly. The other thing is the fact that you let him go. Why are you bringing him back when you know he can't play anymore because you saw enough of him last year?
It's not about him playing. It's just
but
about
why
him.
Does it have to be? I know it's not about him playing, but now it is because...
Who else do you want? You want Cam Newton?
Hold on a second. I'll tell you. I don't want Cam Newton. I know where you're getting angry. I don't want Cam Newton. What I want is someone who fits the system of the coaches, not what Joe Douglas wants to bring this guy back. I mean, does Joe Flacco fit the system of what Mike LaFleur wants? Did Mike LaFleur and Rob Sala want Joe Flacco, or did Joe Douglas want Joe Flacco?
It just doesn't matter. At this point, it doesn't matter. Their season is over.
They
just need a quarterback that actually has some experience. He is not coming here to save the day. They're not going to the playoffs. This is just signing a guy that can actually
get... it's not signing a guy. You traded a pick.
Yeah, a conditional pick.
A six-round, it's still a pick to bring in a dead body.
All right, so they'll trade, they'll trade three or four of the guys possibly before the trade line and get the pick back. I mean, it's a non thing, and it's a conditional pick. Who knows what the hell the conditions are? It's just all it is just to have a guy that could get in and out of the huddle and can run a team. You know, it has nothing to do with winning football games. Nothing. And like I said, he should have been here at the beginning. Maybe he would have started the first four games of the season and then put Zach Wilson in. I don't know. I mean, every situation, every player is different. But I do know that, and I do believe that they made a serious error in judgment not having a guy like him on the sideline. I really do. I mean, just to basically be a psychiatrist for the rookie quarterback who's in over his head. And doesn't know how to handle some of these things. And, you know, Joe Flacco, I think, started his rookie year. So he could really, empathize with what Zach Wilson's going through. I mean, I don't know the relationship between Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, but I'm sure it's better for Justin that Andy's there, that Nick Foles is there. You know, they're not alternatives to play. You know, the fans don't want to see those guys play. But maybe they were supposed to play until Andy Dalton got hurt in the first game.
Yeah. Please tell me that by the time I go to the game, November, what is it, 14th against the Bills.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a PCL strain?
I've never had that, but I told you yesterday, 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah,
as long as it wasn't, you know, there wasn't anything else in that knee, and it doesn't look like there is.
So there's two games to be played before the game I go to. Because if I have to go to a Jets-Bills game with Joe Flacco as the Jets quarterback, I'm going to have to do some sort of psychedelic drug to get through it. Like, I'm going to have to take mushrooms.
But you understand something. Buffalo's going to come in here and kill them.
No matter who's playing quarterback.
Would you want to watch Zach Wilson throw five interceptions?
I would. I'll tell you why. Because it's at least something where he has the potential to maybe, like, all right, first time, and I know that I'm comparing him to somebody who's much better than him right now, but when Justin Herbert got thrown into action against the Kansas City Chiefs when Tyrod Taylor got a shot to his chest and his lung punctured, and thrown into that game against Patrick Mahomes, and he went toe-to-toe with him for four quarters. When Zach Wilson is playing, there's at least a chance of something special happening because he's a young quarterback who's learning every day. When Joe Flacco's in there, there's a chance of 80% of the balls getting thrown into the ground.
Yeah, I know. So, Joe's a flatliner. I know. And he's towards the twilight of his career. I kind of understand all that stuff. He's not here for anything other than just being
I'm
a guy.
Concerned
just
about
in case.
My own entertainment. That's what I'm. Concerned
I know you're.
About
con-
right
well, you, you'll
That's
have you'll have your own about. Entertainment. You'll be with the Winters Brothers, and you'll be with your flunky. You're going to have your Casamigos. You're going to be fine, and you're going to an NFL game.
Yeah, it'll be 42-0 at half. You know, I wonder if it'll be any worse than that 2000 NFC Championship game I went to with the Vikings and Giants, where it was 35-0 at half.
Try broadcasting that game.
Yeah, I know. No, I would have rather tried broadcasting that game as opposed to being there and getting ridiculed as I was wearing purple in the stands.
See, that's the perfect game for the Manning cast. Just like last night's game was the perfect game for the Manning cast.
Yeah, where they put on Tom Brady, they put on Marshawn Lynch. Did you watch a little more of it this time?
I watched a little bit, and then I watched some of the highlights of Marshawn dropping an F-bomb and Tom Brady talking about, you know, he's going to give Bitcoin to the guy that got the ball and gave the ball back.
He already did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all crazy. That kind of stuff. So that kind of stuff is interesting, especially when, you know, you're watching Geno Smith just take sacks and put his team out of field goal range and all sorts of mistakes.
Well, they really did pull out the stops last night because they knew that game was horrendous. So it's like, let's put on Tom Brady. That's a lock. And then let's get Marshawn Lynch on. That's another lock. I mean, those two guys are 100% going to bring it every single time. How about that guy? That guy got a full Bitcoin. Like, it was a silly story. It was a cute story before that. That freaking guy who gave that ball back got $60,000+ yesterday from Tom Brady that has the potential to grow to God knows what.
And he also got passes for the rest of this season and next season. He also got $1,000 at the team store. He also got two signed jerseys, signed footballs, game worn cleats. I mean, the guy did pretty good actually.
I mean, right. I think he did better if he just given the ball back. I think he got more sympathy from Brady as opposed to actually holding it hostage and then negotiating, because Brady just seemed to be just continuing, and the Bucs just continue to give him stuff.
Yeah, and then I hear all these people, you know, I would have, you know, this auction house would have given, it started at $300,000. Yeah, okay. After the fact. Everything is after the fact. You know, talk to me.
$300,000 for that ball?
That's what an auction house said.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean? What do you mean that's ridiculous? A pair of Michael Jordan sneakers just won one for $1.47 million. You didn't see that?
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's different, though, because Jordan and the sneaker, I mean, there's a million footballs out there that Tom Brady.
Not a 600 touchdown one, though.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Like, all the Super Bowl ones. Like, what would be more important to you? Like, the Super Bowl winning pass or your 600 touchdown? Like, I feel like the balls from the Super Bowl are more important than the 600 touchdown.
Well, you know, guys have thrown touchdowns in the Super Bowl. Nobody has thrown a 600 touchdown pass.
Interesting.
I don't think anybody will. Unless Aaron Rodgers plays for another 5 years.
Yeah, you know, you could look at it like the Hank Aaron home run ball. You could look at it like that. You know, things that broke records and were tough to break, because people still look at Hank Aaron and not Barry Bonds.
He had already had the record. You know, this is just, you know, the key is it's a milestone.
Well, yeah, so I guess maybe the last one he throws would be the one that I would think would be $300,000.
He better hope he doesn't throw it to Mike Evans.
Right, go get it right away.
The amazing thing is you would think and that everybody would know that he's sitting on $599 and the next one is $600.
Yeah, I know. Except for Mike Evans.
It's bizarre to me that Mike Evans had
no clue at all.
And nobody's even talking about it.
I know. It was his routine to give the ball away. But, yeah, I mean, you got to know that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I gotta tell you, Jerry, you guys were killing me this morning.
I was?
I didn't need an existential crisis. It was more Al than you.
What'd I do? Well, what'd he do?
No, the whole death thing, man.
Yes, this was not me, Boomer. This was Al bringing it up, not me. I mean, why is he going down that road?
I was just wondering, like, where do people go when they die? So it's like a real question.
The replay official is a terrible story. The Titans-Chiefs game on Sunday died while driving home. He's 71 years old. And Al was talking about first, you know, man, like he didn't get a chance to retire and all of a sudden he's gone. And then it turned into where's Tom Petty now? And is the replay official and Tom Petty souls somewhere in the sky together? And then Jerry was doing his, you know, death thing, which I tend to agree with. I think that's why I get so depressed about it.
Yeah.
And then
it's a bird, you moron.
So it's just basically putting fuel into Jerry's death vehicle. And then Jerry goes, listen, man, it just sucks. And then I was just sitting here. I just like collapsed into my chair and I was like, I don't know if I could do this today. Like, what are we doing?
Did the weather have any impact?
Yeah, I mean, I can't open the show with Joe Flacco now. Like, there's no way. And then, it really screwed me up.
And then I made the reference that this poor man, his passing reminded me of Herb Brooks' passing because I believe he was driving home from a golf event. And the look on Al's face when I had no idea who Herb Brooks was.
He remembered hockey, but that was
he
it.
He did.
Yes.
He did remember that, but I could just tell he had no clue. And then you know what's funny, too, because Eddie keeps playing the bird moron thing. So with these calendars that I've been selling, you have to see how many people put in the subject line, it's a bird, you moron. It really is very funny. It is funny.
How many of those you sell? It's got to be a couple hundred now, right?
Yeah, well, over 300, yeah.
That's awesome. That is very, very good. And they're still available?
Yeah, I got a few more, correct.
Okay, all right. Very, very good, Jerry.
It's going to end for everyone at some point.
Right.
Come to grips with it.
They're all dead.
Jesus. Guys, this is the warm-up show.
Was that today?
No.
Oh. I was gonna say, I don't remember saying that today.
Yeah, I was like, it's just another day you guys were talking about.
Well, God. Yeah, this was Al's fault today, not mine.
No, it was. It was. Where do you go? Well, let's hope that replay official and Tom Petty are somewhere singing songs in the sky. All right, what do you have there, Jerry?
Well, we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. We will open up with Monday Night Football because it was a terrible night in Seattle, as we know. Saints wound up beating the Seahawks late.
There will be horizontal rain in his face, into the wind, into the rain. A 33-yard field goal try for the lead. Ball put down, right-footed kick is up, and it is good. And the Saints have taken the lead with 1:56 to go on a 33-yarder by Brian Johnson.
And that is Kevin Harlan on Westwood One on the Fan. Saints beat the Seahawks 13-10. Speaking of Johnsons, I was telling the guys I was searching Manning this morning for the Monday Night Football. I wanted to hear what it sounded like with Marshawn Lynch, Tom Brady. I wanted to see the clips. Well, apparently there's a porn star named Caleb Manning who popped up on the Twitter feed immediately. Said, oh, my God. It was like the first couple of things.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. No, him.
Oh, him. Oh,
yes. If you're curious about your penis. No.
I mean, you know, what's going on with you today?
I'm just saying, be careful if you're searching Manning this morning, which I think would be, for a sports fan, a very common search this morning.
Manning cast with Manning probably.
Yeah. I could have searched Manning cast, but I just figured because it could be a Peyton story or an Eli story, I would just search their last name.
Yeah.
No. Okay. That's a lot of penis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well.
That's good. Man, I'll tell you, a lot of strange things happen at 3 in the morning, man.
Listen, it was a rough ride in, and that's the last thing I needed to see. So, whatever.
Could be a rough ride home, too.
It could be. Yes. You're fired. Get out. Okay. Tough ride home. Brian Johnson, the 33-yarder, 1:56 to go. Now, Seattle had an opportunity, but what's his name? Geno Smith was sacked. They went backwards. And so that's how the game ends. 13-10 was the final. Saints go to 4-2. Here was Sean Payton. Well, that was really some night.
I've never heard a bomb typhoon, but that kind of gets your attention. And I thought we, for the most part, handled the weather.
No, they got to win, and they get the hell out of there.
It was a bomb cyclone, right?
Yeah, not a typhoon. A typhoon is essentially a hurricane.
The hurricane in Southeast Asia, right?
Yeah, right.
Here was Jameis Winston. Tough fought win. Winston threw for 222 and a touchdown.
It just was a gritty game, man. They played good football, and we played some good football. So it was definitely a tough out game.
Alvin Kamara with a 13-yard touchdown catch. He had 10 catches on the night. Here was Geno Smith. Never fun to lose.
You know, it's tough, man. We lost. No one's happy about it. You know, it's another close game for us. We had a chance right there at the end.
But could not get it done.
Geno, we know you blow.
Seahawks now 2-5 with the loss. Meantime, you guys discussed it, of course. The Jets trading this conditional sixth-round draft pick to the Eagles for quarterback Joe Flacco. This happened hours after we found out, of course, that Zach Wilson was going to be injured would be out two to four weeks with the knee injury, a knee sprain. Mike White, we certainly assume, will be the starting quarterback. Ty Johnson with a lot of faith in White.
He's a stud, man. Come on now. It's Mike White.
That's right.
Wait, what? That's got it, Oak.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's a stud, man. Come on now. It's Mike White.
Come on now. It's Mike White.
I did look at his numbers at Western Kentucky in 2017. Pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, but you can't say, come on now, it's Mike White.
No, I didn't. Ty Johnson did.
He's a stud,
no, I know.
Man. Come on now, it's Mike White.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, come on now, it's Aaron Rodgers. But come on now, it's Mike White.
Yeah. Maybe they're tight. I don't know. I don't know. So that was yesterday. Robert Saleh, by the way, looking at his team, says, we're okay. Don't worry.
I'm really just focused on trying to get these guys to play their absolute best so we can show the entire Jet Nation why I truly believe we're going to win championships. And it's I know it's hard to see right now, but I know the direction we're going. And
now
I know where it's
and every year in the future.
Right. Right. Today's not the day to talk about the championships there, Rob. How about keep it within 40?
That would be a good start. I agree. Jeff Ulbrich, the Jets defensive coordinator, on giving up 54 on Sunday in New England.
Embarrassment, anger, everything imaginable from that standpoint. It's just, it's inexcusable and can't happen again.
Yes, agreed. Meantime, Bears head coach Matt Nagy did test positive for COVID-19, as did Packers wide receiver Davante Adams and Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. You've got Green Bay playing Arizona Thursday night. Cardinals activating Chandler Jones from the COVID list. Adams is back. Yes.
Did Davante Adams test positive, or would he have a close contact?
I read that he tested positive.
And he's still he could still play on...
Well, because he's vaccinated, I guess if he has two negative tests, he could play because he's vaccinated.
Huh.
I do believe that is the case.
Okay.
So there's an outside shot that he could play. And the Niners say Jimmy Garoppolo will remain their starter, even though he did not play so well against the Colts on Sunday. The Nets beat the Wizards last night 104-90. Familiar name with a nice night.
Harris curls to the foul line. Joe comes out the other side, hands to Harden. Left side in front of the Wizard bench. Jab step, takes it right, step back three, is good, and he got fouled.
That is Chris Carino.
Is Brooklyn in the house?
Yeah, they were last night.
I thought so.
They beat the Wizards and Bradley Beal, 104-90. Harden had 14, but he had 9 assists on the night. And Kevin Durant, 25 points, 8 rebounds. Nets got out to a big lead, held on from there. Here was KD, who says a nice win.
This team was playing with confidence. I think we came in here on the second night of a back-to-back and imposed our will the whole game.
And Patty Mills, who couldn't make a shot the night prior, was 5 of 9 from 3. He had 21 off the bench. Also of note last night, Jason Tatum had 41. Celtics beat the Hornets in overtime, 140-129. And Trae Young had 32. Hawks knocked off the Pistons. Tonight in Houston, Game 1 of the World Series, Astros and Braves. Framber Valdez taking on Charlie Morton. Morton, the former Astro. Jose Altuve, however, with very, very fond thoughts.
The best you can ever have. You know, he's that good. He's amazing. I only have good things to say about him, and, you know, I wish him but the best in his life and his career.
Yes, just not this series. How about that? Best in life and his career, yeah. Former Mets manager Luis Rojas interviewed for the Padres opening, so perhaps, you never know, maybe that's where they're going to go. He's got experience now.
Yeah.
So I guess you could make that case.
If he got hired by the Padres, that fan base, is that they have a decent fan base out there, don't they?
Maybe they do. No, they sell out and stuff, but it's not as intense as it is here. Nothing,
right, of course,
is as intense as it is here.
But
you know, maybe Philadelphia, maybe Boston, maybe there's a little stuff in Chicago. No. But other than that,
it's decent. I mean, they care. I mean, you guys have been there, right? I mean, they care.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's kind of a casual atmosphere.
Very casual,
atmosphere. Right. Chill.
So maybe they won't
out, you know.
Care. I was going to say they'd be up in arms, but
the one night I was there, gee, I can tell you they were more into their snacks. I don't know, maybe this might be the case at every ballpark, but they were more into their snacks and their conversation than they were watching the game.
Man,
it was interesting.
Snacks and conversation out in San Diego. I'd take that.
It was lovely. It was absolutely lovely.
The place was packed.
Oh no, and
it was packed, sold out. I'm almost sold out. They got that cool building down a left field line and everything else.
Oh, it's awesome.
Big party area. I mean, it was
even to go hang out in the grassy knoll out in center field, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rangers last night had a 4-game winning streak come to an abrupt end.
Long shot, lively rebound, score. Mangiapane with just under 5 seconds remaining in the game.
Yeah, pouring it on. That is Sam Rosen on MSG. Andrew Mangiapane.
yeah.
Scored 2 goals on the night. Flames beat the Rangers 5-1. Blake Coleman scored as well.
Would have been nice to show up at home and play.
Gerard Gallant says, way too many turnovers for my club.
Major issue. Like, we had the puck on our stick, and I think they had 15 shots in the first period, but they had 10 scoring chances, you know, in the slot area.
And that's not going to be good for anybody.
Oh, yeah, well, you got, you know, Patrick Nemeth throwing the puck away to a team right in front of your goalie. It's not good.
It's not good. And so the Rangers fall to 4-2-1. Tonight you've got the Devils taking on the Flames, and Devils goalie Mackenzie Blackwood did receive his first vaccine shot. So those protocols that he's dealing with, kind of like with Kyrie Irving not wanting to get vaccinated, would have to deal with if he was allowed to play.
I think the Red Wings have the only player that may be unvaccinated in the league.
Is that
Bertuzzi,
true?
Yes.
So Blackwood will be able to play and join the team in Canada going forward.
All right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You see the Bill Belichick drinking a ice-cold Budweiser celebrating the Jets thrashing at the hands of his team. He seems to really be enjoying himself there. I don't know what it is about. I mean, I'm fascinated by this too, so I have to figure out why I'm fascinated by it. But when I see Bill Belichick doing regular guy things, I'm totally into it. I'm like, wow, he actually sits down and has a beer like that? Like, after a game? That's really cool. Like, I just figured he'd be watching film immediately after the game and breaking things down and still calling his team soft.
Well, you know, one thing is for sure, he's not doing a TB12 method. But the other thing is that most people will tell you that away from the game, he's about as, he's a fun guy. He's just a regular guy. I think he likes fishing and boating and all that other stuff. I'm not sure if he likes golf or not, but... he's also your typical coach. I mean, where, you know, he gets on his players and he makes fun of his players. And it's a little bit of the Bill Belichick kind of take a shot at you, you know, behind closed doors type of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Which, yep. I mean, we all love that. I don't know. My generation loved that kind of stuff. The internal stuff that goes on and how much fun you're having. And, you know, maybe the Yankees don't like it after, I guess, something went awry between Brett Gardner and Gerrit Cole. Did you see that story?
Yes, absolutely. I was planning on talking about that in a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I know. Well, it's tough when we're both wearing black in different situations.
Yes.
And miles apart. But we will get to that story coming up in a little bit. But yeah, Bill Belichick, when asked about it, which was, he said, is Budweiser your go-to beer? He goes, I'll take anything cold and available, which is smart when there's a lot of sponsorships that are tied up in the NFL when it comes to beer. You don't want to single one out. Whatever it is, whatever's cold and available, I'll take. Let's go to Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio, I was just wondering if with the Jets signing Joe Flacco, is the mantra all gas, no brakes still in effect?
Oh, my God. I know. I mean, you go back to the initial press conference of a lot of coaches and you laugh about it. But, yeah, I mean, there's probably only he's probably the most boring player in football. I was going to say there's only one more boring player in football, and I was going to say Andy Dalton, but I actually think that Joe Flacco's more boring than Andy Dalton. Like, when you hear the name Joe Flacco, you're just like, ugh. But we know why he's here. It's not a big deal. I'm not going to get Boomer all lathered up about it. But I just remember, you know what it does? It reminds me of last year with the Jets, watching him and just going, what am I doing? Why do I have to sit through this?
Yeah.
You know? And there's nothing worse than watching a team where you don't know what to really root for. Because, I mean, you're rooting for them to win, I guess, but when they don't have a shot to win, at least you'd have a young quarterback to watch develop. And when you don't have that, you're like, this is just horrendous.
Yes.
Absolutely horrendous. So yes. When I heard Joe Flacco, I just had like this reaction, this physical reaction. It was like, oh, not again. God.
Well, you know, I wish you would have been here at the beginning of the season. So right now, the signing really doesn't mean much. It's just you got to have – now they realize they got to have somebody in there that can get in and out of the huddle if something happens to Mike White. It also tells you how they feel about Josh Johnson as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so what's the deal there? Like, he's on the roster. And, I mean, I've seen him when he's played well and he's had opportunities. He's an exciting quarterback, so I guess they really don't think much of him at all.
Yeah, well, again, you know, I don't want to say I've been screaming about it since the beginning of the season, but I've been basically kind of harping on the fact that they should have had somebody there.
Yeah.
And, again, not to push anybody, not to – we all know what the future is, or we hope we know what the future is. But just to give him a sounding board, man, just to be a friend on the sideline, just to be able to, you know, if the coach is doing something wrong and you're not comfortable with what the coach is doing, you know, the quarterback has every right to basically say, hey, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to run this play. And, you know, having a guy, another set of eyes that has been around and has a QB record of 98-77 standing there, you know, it's a pretty powerful presence, even though you may not think so on the field as a player, but off the field on the sideline, you know, that's a lot of experience that you could refer back to if you need to.
Do you think that Zach Wilson being hurt and being out for a couple of weeks could actually, in a way, help him some way?
Yeah, so Rob Saleh said that, and like I'm a believer that Justin Fields should be sitting. He should not be playing. You know, and I know Mike LaFleur said that, you know, the best way to learn is to play. Well, you know, Mike did play quarterback in college, but he didn't play quarterback in the NFL. And playing quarterback on the field in the NFL is a completely different experience than anything any of these guys have ever experienced. There's a million things going on, and there's a lot of pressure on these kids. And some kids can handle it a little bit earlier than others. For others, it takes a year or two before they find their footing and truly understand who they are in the big picture of things. I can only go by my own experience. My first year, I was completely in over my head. Somehow I faked my way through four games and had no idea what the hell I was doing. And then all of a sudden the next year, about week three, I think Kenny Anderson went to Sam Weiss and said, look, man, I'm done. I just don't want to do this anymore. And they decided to put me in there. And it clicked for me. I knew what we were talking about. I knew how the coaches were describing the defense. I knew what a three technique was. I knew what a 34 defense versus a 43 defense was. And I knew the configurations of the defensive linemen and how they connected to the back end and the all the coverages. And I can actually have a conversation with the coach without the coach always teaching me something. So, like, these kids just... They're not aware of all the different defensive looks they're going to see and all the subtleties. And then when you're playing like a 7 or 8 year, say like a Jamal Adams type or a DeMario Davis type, where they know that they got a rookie or they know they got a guy that's nervous behind center, they'll take advantage of that guy in every which way that they possibly can, just with the subtleties on the field that they can bring because they've been around for so long.
Let's go to Joe in North Babylon. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got to test Boomer's memory here. Chris Collinsworth on the Sunday broadcast stated that he played in a monsoon game like that, and he had a 60-game catch streak going. So was Boomer? Boomer the quarterback? And did you know that that 60-game streak was active?
Yeah, I heard him tell the story. And if I remember correctly, I do think that we tried to get him the pass. And I think he said on the broadcast that he wasn't interested in going back on the field. Now, he wasn't a starting wide receiver. But in 1980, I think it was 1989. He wasn't a starting receiver for us. Tim McGee and Eddie Brown were the starters. And Chris was like the third or fourth receiver on the team. So it wasn't like he was out there the entire game. You know what I'm saying? Like early, you know, when he, you know, prior to that year, he was one of our starters and played pretty much predominantly the entire game. As a matter of fact, one time in the NFL, he was one of the top wide receivers the first two or three years of his career. I think he won Rookie of the Year.
Hey, you don't get a Buenos Tacos Amigos commercial with that.
Buenos Tacos Amigos.
Right.
Yeah, you don't get one of those spots, one of those endorsements. No,
he was telling a story because obviously they were doing the game the other night and it was pouring out in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And we had a game in Buffalo that was just like that. And I also had a game here as the Jet quarterback in 93 in New England where it rained from kickoff to the last play of the game. And I remember Bruce Coslow telling me, hey, man, you got to throw the ball, you know, into the chest of the wide receiver so they can catch it. And I said, well, you know, Bruce, I'm not playing in a phone booth out there. I actually have to take the ball from the center. I have to drop back in a puddle, and then I have to throw the ball. So it's not like, you know, somehow, some way I have magic powers to make the rain go away. I think we won that game 3-0.
If you could, today would be the day to do it because it's going to be raining all day. If there was an NFL game played in this, it would be raining from kickoff.
I'm telling you, I think we had a nor'easter that year in 93 up in New England. I think it was that bad. It was pouring rain. And I remember also after the game, and this is just my sensibilities, I said to Bruce, I said, whatever you do, do not take all the equipment and put it on the plane. Send it home in a box truck. Because it weighed so, you know, weighed extra because everything was soaking wet. Everything was wet.
Yeah, it's brutal, man, some of those games. I remember sitting on this is totally different, but standing on the sideline of Pitt Buffalo in a driving rainstorm for 4 hours. You know who played in that game and wreaked havoc? And I'll never forget this. It was Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald were both in that game. And they were the only two players that were not affected by the rain. And each of them must have had like 50 tackles apiece. And I just sat there soaked in like awe of these two guys, thinking these guys are going to be pretty good in the NFL. Let's go to Pete in Hartford. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, what's up? I just want to ask Boomer, why not Cam Newton? Just because he wants to start. I know, but I'm curious. Like, better than Joe Flacco, no?
Well, he's better than Joe Flacco. Maybe at one time, you know, maybe when he was an MVP, he was. I don't necessarily know that he is now. I don't know. Did you watch any of the games that he played last year?
He was so bad. I mean, and I, you know, in the beginning before he had COVID, he looked okay. After he came back, he was terrible. Obviously, the Patriots moved on from him for a reason. He's done at this point. And, you know, it doesn't feel like that long ago that he was the MVP of the league. But it's that long ago now. And he was one of the most exciting players I had ever seen. That MVP season was at 2015. They went to the Super Bowl, I believe, so 6 seasons ago now. That was one of the best seasons I'd ever seen anybody play.
You know, the other thing, too, is remember, you know, there were all sorts of whispers and reports coming out of New England that Mac Jones was teaching the offense to Cam Newton.
Yeah,
exactly. You could be a great athlete, but if you don't know what you're doing, does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. And then you're talking about bringing in a guy like that who had the entire preseason to figure out an offense, and even last year was there under the same offense, and now is going to come in midseason to another team. It's just no way.
I don't even want to get bogged down with the whole thing because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, really all that matters is that the Jets get through the season, get some trades, get some other players out of here, get some more draft picks, and continue to build for the next few years. It's a start over year with rookie head coach, rookie offensive coordinator, second year defensive coordinator, rookie quarterback, young players all over the field. I mean, you could just see the mistakes left and right. I mean, half the team doesn't know what it's doing. I don't really care about how they're coaching them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if the guys don't know what they're doing on the field, it's going to look like it did on Sunday. Look, I spent a year here with Richie Kotite, and half the team, all the team, nobody knew what they were doing.
Well, I mean, isn't that what you just say? You don't care how they're coaching them. Like, I do think that that matters. I mean, well, I want to know that these coaches have an idea what the hell they're doing.
Well, they're teaching, yes. And, you know, by the way, he's got, like, the biggest coaching staff in football over there.
Yeah.
And they just got basically manhandled by the smallest coaching staff in football in New England. Think about that in terms of numbers.
With Steve Belichick on it, who's doing all sorts of weird stuff with his mouth and his mullet and everything. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of Steve Belichick.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.